Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The investigation into the Boston Marathon bombings continues along several fronts. In Washington, lawmakers are asking hard questions about whether better intelligence could have prevented the attack, with one senator saying the Russian government contacted the FBI multiple times about the dead suspect, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Here in Massachusetts, law enforcement officials are describing the manhunt and dramatic capture of the younger surviving suspect, Zahar Tsarnaev. And as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, authorities are also talking with those who knew the Tsarnaev family, trying to get the answer to the big question, why?
Boston Police Superintendent William Evans says last Friday his officers were not going to give up without an arrest. After a dramatic day in which much of Greater Boston was locked down for the search for Zahar Tsarnaev, some officers kept at it, even though Governor Patrick had told residents they no longer had to stay indoors.
We weren't going to leave until we had finished our job. We wanted to catch this guy for what he did, not only to the poor victims, but what he did to our marathon and what he did to our city.
About 20 minutes after residents started coming out, Evans and two other officers overheard a Watertown detective get a call that a resident reported there was a man hiding in a covered boat in his backyard. So those four officers were the first to arrive. Evans says they saw movement from the boat.
Obviously, that was a highly stressed type situation where we're having all kinds of help running when they were hearing us on the radio. During that time, shots rang out from behind the house. And at that point, I was screaming for everyone to hold their fire at that point.
Evans doesn't know who was firing, but he confirms that that boat was within the area of Watertown that was blocked off for authorities to conduct a door-to-door search.
I believe at this time it was inside the 20-block perimeter.
Evans says he doesn't know exactly who was responsible for searching that area. He also says he can't comment on many of the details because they're under investigation by the FBI. But the agency isn't saying much, except that hundreds of its agents are conducting a large-scale investigation. Agents are putting together clues about the Tsarnaev family from Boston and internationally as the family came to the U.S. from Russia 11 years ago. Among those the FBI is questioning here is Chris Walter of Cambridge, a neighbor and friend of the Tsarnaev family.
They're really interested in background, total background. They want to put together an entire picture of this family, these people, their background.
Walter knows the Tsarnaev family because he allowed the father, Anzor Tsarnaev, to use the driveway and garage at his Cambridge business to repair cars. For the past 4 days, Walter's been talking with investigators who have taken evidence from that scene. Walter knows little about Zahar Tsarnaev and is more familiar with his older brother, Tamerlan, who was killed in a shootout with police on Friday. Walter says he noticed that the older brother became increasingly religious, especially after he married a Rhode Island woman 3 years ago and they had a child.
Some point, maybe more than 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when he would come by to help his father working on cars here, I would notice that he was praying, and he would sometimes pull out a mat and pray even in the backyard there in the driveway. And this was not something that he was doing prior to that.
Walter says the father, who left Cambridge to return to Russia last year, was especially proud of the younger brother, Zahar.
From what I know and what I've heard, he was a good student, and I think his father really had great hopes that he would, you know, continue in his studies and really make something out of his life.
And that raises a big question that Walter, investigators, and many others are scratching their heads over.
A lot of what they're also looking for are the underlying psychological reasons about why a seemingly not terribly disadvantaged young guys would undertake something so horrible.
Zahar Tsarnaev is now charged with using weapons of mass destruction. The state says it will file charges as well. It's considering first-degree murder for the shooting of MIT police officer Sean Collier. Those trials could take years to complete. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.